This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Mail sack question. Christmas movie or special that you most have to watch every season?
Oh, dude.
The original animated Grinch.
Yeah.
The OG special. Grinch.
The OG Grinch.
Now, I watched it on
Where is it available?
It's on Apple.
Oh, okay. Apple has it?
Or Peacock. It's one of those.
I think Peacock
has it. Yeah, I think it's
it.
Peacock.
Okay.
Friday, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the claymation one, was back on NBC for the first time in like 50 years.
We watched it on Friday.
Yeah, I put it on too. My kids hated it.
They
Is
can't
that the
do
one
it.
With the heat miser?
No, that's A Year Without a Santa Claus, but similar thing.
Rankin Bass, same kind of company, but yeah, they hated it.
It's usually ones like that. Like yesterday I watched Frosty. I had a thing where it was stuck on Freeform from Sunday, and I just clicked it thinking it was live post the football game, and I watched the original Jimmy Durante Frosty the Snowman.
Frosty the Snowman with the magician and the hat. And
those are usually the ones that get me to stop.
I would say for me, I mean, it's so hard to pick one because we all have multiple. Christmas Story is the biggest one for me.
24 hours on TNT?
Every Christmas Eve. I know that's the tradition for everybody, probably, but that's...
Elf is the USA one.
And... Elf does a lot. I mean, I watch Elf every year. Christmas Vacation has to be watched every year. I'll do Wonderful Life every year. Like, you check all the boxes, but the one, if I didn't watch Christmas Story on Christmas Eve, it wouldn't feel like Christmas.
The idea of the movie being on network television kind of still means something to me. And then I watch it, and I'm like, too many commercials. it's the feeling still there,
right.
But the actual execution of it doesn't work for me.
It is. My wife will do that sometimes. Well, she'll watch a movie on TV that we have the, you know.
You can watch it on a stream,
and she'll watch it with the commercials, and I always like, why, this is on.
Because it used to matter.
Like, I know, it used to matter.
Watching It's a Wonderful Life, if you didn't own it, on NBC, that was... program scheduled television, but now you watch it and it's like this movie's 4 hours with the commercials.
It takes forever.
So like it starts at 7, it's over by 11, and I've had so many commercial breaks.
Yes,
I get excited about the idea of it, but I don't like the actual execution.
There are some nice things where I wish that they would do that for streaming. Of like, I don't want that many commercial breaks or that long of commercial breaks, but they should put into the streaming movies, because sometimes you just kind of forget to do it. Like, hey, why don't you stand up and go take a pee and go grab some popcorn? You know, like here's your two minute break. We're going to have an intermission halfway through.
Yeah,
you need to refill your popcorn and go take a leak and grab a Coke or something like that.
I'll tell you something I am getting excited about is the Christmas Day movie release. If you don't have big family plans all day.
Yes.
Timothée Chalamet being Bob Dylan.
Does that get you going?
Yeah. He's an absolute certified banger of a movie star.
Now, is he actually singing in the movie? Or
yes.
I don't like when they do that.
He spent like 5 years of his life.
I was gonna say, I don't know. It depends on how. I mean, you know, when Jamie Foxx did Ray Charles.
I'm not saying it can't be done.
But yeah, you got to be good.
Voice. I mean, some people don't think he has a very good sounding voice.
So why is Timothée Chalamet?
I'm
doing
just
it?
Saying that's my biggest fear of singing movies is when you don't just have the voiceover of the actual singer. Like the one that was the worst was the guy that did the Biggie movie. Remember when that came out and they had that guy rap instead of Biggie? It was terrible.
What did you think about Joaquin Phoenix doing Johnny Cash?
He was good. It was a good movie.
So don't we have more examples of guys doing it well than people not doing it well?
I don't know. I'd have to rack my brain on that. Let me noodle on that one.
But yeah, he is a movie star.
Female sack, what's your most interesting
I love it.
College athlete encounter story when you enter college? I was walking home from the bars in East Lansing. Paul Davis was 6'11". He was dating a 6'5" volleyball player. They were flirty, chasing each other, and ran past me like I was in giant land.
Travis Outlaw stole somebody I was dating.
Travis Outlaw did, huh?
Yeah.
Stole your girl.
Well, I wouldn't say girl, but...
I mean, it's a trout law. You don't mess with the trout law.
Yeah, probably that. and it was a weird feeling of, I didn't really care that much for him as a player because, you know, he wasn't quite what we thought, but I was in a mix of, okay, didn't care, but also like, you know what? How dare you do that to
me? How dare you, Troutlaw? That hurt my feelings, man.
I kind of, yeah,
I like you. Remember when you hit that game winner in Memphis? I was rooting for you, man.
He didn't know I existed at all, but yeah, that's one that I had.
Huh. I'm trying to think. When I was in college, there was an Oregon, I'll never forget my freshman year at Oregon football, at Oregon. And we were at a party in the basement of a house. I don't remember the house. I don't remember how I got there. I just remember being in a basement and everybody, you know, it's one of those crowded college houses.
Sure.
And all of a sudden the lights turn on and there was an Oregon football player that walked down the stairs of the basement. The music turned off, the lights turned on, and there was an Oregon football player that said, "Who wants to?"
Oh, yeah.
And like three girls just walked up the stairs. And I remember thinking to myself, like, oh, that's how it works, huh?
There was a very...
And then they turned the lights off and the music started again. And I was like, oh, all right, welcome to college.
It's a very, very popular Oregon State football player that I will not name that had a very good public reputation that I heard in a club once say, it's time for me to get, you know,
time to go. Care of.
And yeah. He had a girl.
Yeah.
And none of that mattered in that
moment.
No,
it did not matter. Mail sack question. If you had to play in an NFL game, what position do you think you could get away with for 60 minutes?
Punter. Yeah.
Do you think you could punt?
I could give you a 30 to 40 yarder.
Bold claim.
You want a hot take?
Punting's not hard.
I think if I would have applied myself, I could have been a Division II punter.
Wow.
I do.
That's a bit of a hot take.
I can kind of boot that thing up. Kids are always, when I do some stuff at a school, they give me a kickball. When I kick that ball into the field, they're amazed.
Yeah.
Like, I almost get asked for autographs. The height in which that ball goes
the
up.
The ability to boot the ball.
I think I could kick a solid 35, 40-yard punt and make that dude fair catch it.
Okay.
You put me at the 50, I'm pinning him within the 20.
He's adding, excluding, so you got to exclude special teams. No snappers, no punters, no holders.
6'1 white guy, where do you want me to go?
What would be the most passable?
Slot receiver? Slot receiver, maybe like a 3 yard out. I catch it and I roll to the ground.
Yeah,
I'm not taking a hit.
You do the Tyler Lockett.
Well, Bryce Young took a hit this weekend near the end zone, and I'm like, how is he not dead?
Yeah.
Did you see him dap up Jalen Hurts, by the way?
I did.
He is so small.
He is so tiny.
And Jalen Hurts is not a very – he's not tall.
Yeah.
And he was towering and physically just dominating over Bryce Young.
Yeah.
I don't know how he doesn't die every week. But slot receiver, 3 yard out, rolling.
Oh, I have no business being on an NFL field.
Yeah.
Punting.
I mean, but you got to play the game.
If you're playing the game, slot receivers probably, that's the only applicable answer.
And I, by the way, a linebacker would get checked on me at the slot,
and for
he
me,
would
it's
push my ass
free
down.
Safety.
Oh, my God.
Like the back end.
So you go back, but then you're eventually going to have to tackle a running back.
What if a crossing
Like, what
receiver?
Would you rather try and do? Catch a little out route or like, you know,
I would rather
stand
try,
out there or
no,
try
No, I would rather
Derek
try
Henry.
To deliver the blow
oh my
than
God.
Take.
No. No,
That's
you would not.
That's such a bad take.
Because you could just fall down on offense. You wouldn't take the blow. Like, if you caught a ball in the slot.
Well, if you're trying to catch
you just go
it.
Down.
Swag, this
and
is
your quarterback leads you into
take.
Contact.
No. I mean, I'm not reaching into it.
I'm not saying
I'm going
I would
alligator
be good
arms
at
if I'm going over the middle.
Anything.
I'm turtling.
No, I'm doing an out route and rolling down
yes.
hoping to catch it.
I'm running you're, one route all game out towards the sideline.
I didn't say strong. So I'm not coming down as a fifth.
You said
fourth,
free safety.
So free safety. I'm the guy deep over the top.
So Terrence Ferguson has gotten past. The second
I'm
you're having
I'm diving
Terrence.
And rolling for an ankle and hoping I catch something.
Dude, this is your squat take. This is one of the all-time bad ones for you.
I have no business being anywhere near an NFL
well, none
field
of us
in
the
do. First place.
That's the beauty of
not,
it.
How many people at the station do? One?
One, yeah. One.
And he makes fun of himself for how little he was in it. Like, almost none of us do. You got to play the game. Why would you put yourself in the...
Yeah, I would much rather have the ability to control the contact that I receive
yes.
for the most part than having to come
deliver
down
the hit. Contact.
I mean, the answer if you're swag saying safety, you just, I just wouldn't try and tackle. I just trip and fall.
Yeah. Right.
Like, you don't have to
I'm
actually
Dion
try and tackle
there.
It. Like, you just fall over.
You just kind of... Kind of do a little shoulder roll and hope you get an ankle
yeah,
and trip
happening.
Them up.
Wow.
What is the worst CFP conclusion? Mail sack question. All three SEC teams go 0-3. I don't know why that would be worse. A final with undefeated Oregon versus one loss Boise State.
Mm.
Imagine two Heisman candidates. Rematch. Would anyone watch or attend in Atlanta?
That would be a very low-rated national championship
Oregon State
game.
Versus Boise would be a very low-rated national title game.
Oregon
versus
I
Boise
like
State.
Oregon State Boise in the national title
They
game.
Just played. Almost 2 million people watched it.
Why is the three SEC teams, that's bad?
I don't know why them going 0-3 would
be
bad.
The most far-fetched, the least likely to happen?
It just asks, what is the worst CFP conclusion? Maybe for viewership, yeah, I guess the SEC losing would be bad, but it would be hilarious for the rest of the country.
Well, the worst possible outcome is Oregon-Boise State. That's not close.
What's the worst possible outcome for you? Not nationally, for you. A third Texas-Georgia game?
Yeah, that's certainly in the running.
Because that's in the running.
I just have no interest in 16-19 or 19-22.
An all-SEC national championship game would be pretty insufferable.
We'd watch, but it's
just going to lead to more of their crap that will never go away.
Spencer Danielson rallied on the comments of Reese Davis, and if he proves me wrong, I certainly will tip my cap. He's had a great year. Boise State being in the national championship game is going to be that.
Is that worse than Clemson, Indiana?
I mean, God. am I crazy to say that that'd be kind of fun?
I think Boise State gets more curiosity factor than Indiana.
Well, so here's the thing.
Cignetti versus Dabo.
I think we need to take the national perspective out and just use you. Like, because nationally, yeah, Clemson versus Indiana would not be a highly rated game.
Ugh.
Boise State being there would not be a highly rated game. What is the matchup for you that makes you just... Ugh.
It's Oregon-Boise State. I don't need to see it twice. The first
more
one
so
fun.
That you would rather watch Texas-Georgia a third time than Oregon versus Boise?
Yeah. Because I think Oregon would not be close with Boise State the second time they play.
What's your worst final, Swag? The one that makes you just shake like, oh, God, I'm not excited to watch that.
I think Clemson, Indiana.
That would be a funny one for
Kurt Cignetti with a chance to win a national title, and you'd just be like, whatever.
It would just be...
Well, also, how did Indiana build their team?
Through the portal.
How does Clemson not build their team?
They don't do the portal.
One says, Google me, bitch. Yeah. The other one's like, I'm good, shut up. Yeah. Like, there is an element, I'm not excited about that game, but there's an element of that game that's more exciting than Boise City, Oregon.
God, Indiana winning a national title. I'd have to eat a lot of crow if that happened, man.
I think America would have to eat a lot of crow.
Somebody said, did Sprague just pull a Swag squatting claims? Prove it. I want to see a 40-yard punt. I think we need to see this.
Okay.
I think we need to see your punt videos.
I tell you what, I will do this. The minute Joe Fisher gets his ass on a line and proves he can run a 5.27 40.
He said he could run a 5.240.
Yeah, that was Devondre Sweat, I think, ran one at 320 pounds.
Not happening.
And I said, you know how fast that is? And Joe Fisher's like, I could run that.
Somebody said.
And then proceeded to never prove it and has just completely backed away from the comment.
He said, all right, let's go. Nelson High School, Christmas Eve Sprague punting contest. Let's go.
All right,
we'll see you there. Christmas Eve punting contest with the Sprague.
I need a solid yoga session before we do it. I got to stretch those hammies.
Stretch the hammies out.
Stretch the hammies.
There's your mail sack.